Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of The Little Things with Lindsay Ann. It is currently December, and we are in the midst of holiday season. And my mind went off into thinking about the meaning of the holidays and why they're important. And somehow my brain got on to this overarching question of, does life have meaning? Or do we make the meaning of life? I know, quite characteristic of me for those of you who know me. I think about how Christmas was like for me when I was younger. I'd be so excited when I'd be so excited. And I think it's due to my parents. They made Christmas meaningful for the rest of my family. I'd wake up to Christmas songs in Tagalog, blasting in the early morning, which in my household meant it was time to get up, time to take down the tree and set up all the decorations in the house and clean up, you know. One of my favorite things to do was help my mom set up the small town that she would put on our brown table. It would have this lighthouse, deliciously decorated houses covered in snow, a little bridge, the manger with what looked like Mary, Joseph, and the baby Jesus. And then there'd be little pieces of these people and a gray dog to inhabit this little town. And it was my favorite thing to do, set up, apart from decorating the Christmas tree. I remember being very young and climbing up my little chair to try to reach the top of my closet, where all of these little houses were stored for the remainder of the year. And my brother and I would dust them up before we open them, you know, and set them up. Thinking about this, I find myself smiling. You know, I have my parents to thank for giving me and my brother memories that will last us probably the rest of our lives. I'm a little bit older than I was back then, and I find myself looking for that same excitement, or an excitement that matches the one I had. And at times, I don't feel that way. I don't know if it's because I got older and things changed, or if the novelty of things once excited about wears off over the years. I also don't know why it stopped or when, but one year of not putting up Christmas trees became two, which became three, and somehow, somewhere, the anticipation died out. And Christmas songs were just not, did not hit the field, you know? To this day, I still can't really listen to them as much because they wore out for me. But I decorated the house this year, and for the first time in 3 years, while I didn't have the same excitement I used to have, I did feel great pride in setting up my Christmas tree and setting up dinner for my friends. While I don't think the meaning that it had for me is the same, that sense of like setting up and decorating, I find that same sense of meaning and fulfillment in the holding time to spend with loved ones. Even though these last 2 years have made the people I've spent time with much smaller, I'm thankful for the moments with family and friends I get the chance to be with. I think the pandemic also really made me think about how fragile life is and how it should be cherished as if tomorrow isn't promised. Because it's not. And I don't want to have these regrets about not having spent time with those I love. But I think back to the question, I think that it is both. I think life itself holds the potential for meaningful relationships, moments, and opportunities. But we too have a say in what we choose to make meaningful to ourselves and our lives. And that is this episode. Thank you all for listening, and bye-bye.